Yesterday, before the new additions to the governor's race, candidates faced off in one of the first gubernatorial debates of the election season. Governor Bill Walker, former state Senator Mike Dunleavy, and businessman Scott Hawkins attended the debate at the Alaska Oil and Gas Association's annual conference in Anchorage. Dunleavy and Hawkins criticized Walker's policies toward China and the proposed Alaska LNG project. Dunleavy questioned whether the state is able to handle its lead role in pursuing the gas line.
I've got to be honest with you, I don't have faith in the administration that they're going to be able to pull this off with the folks they have in place and the expertise. And that greatly concerns me, and I think it concerns folks in this room and folks outside of this room.
The Walker administration is negotiating with Chinese entities to help finance the gas line, and the governor just returned from a trade mission to China. Hawkins says China is a geopolitical rival of the United States and argued the nation shouldn't get too involved.
We have to be very careful what role they play in the project. It's well and good that they buy LNG from us. It's okay if there's a small minority role that they play in the project, but to give them much control or much influence over the project would be a grave strategic error, I believe.
Walker defended China's involvement in the project, saying it will have a minority role in Alaska LNG, and noted the nation is the state's top trading partner. The governor said he's proud of how his administration has handled the project.
We made historic progress on a gas line. And I know I get accused of being a little fixated on the gas line. You know, it's the opportunity. It's an incredible opportunity for this state. And if we let that opportunity go by and we don't monetize that gas, shame on us.
The wide-ranging debate also touched on topics like crime, education, the opioid epidemic, and tax policy.